This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive with Em and Warren. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Joy949Drive.
70 minutes to six.
Have you ever been told that you'll give yourself a sore back by the way you stand? What actually causes back pain and will adjusting your posture help? Here to answer those questions and more is Peter O'Sullivan, Professor of Musculoskeletal Physiotherapy at Curtin University. Peter, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi. Nice to chat to you.
Thanks so much for joining us. Firstly, Peter, how common is back pain?
Yeah, it's really common. About up to 80% of people across their lifetime will develop back pain. So I don't know if you guys have had back pain, but it's pretty unusual to find someone who hasn't had back pain, actually. Probably the biggest concern is that we know that back pain is the leading cause of disability of any health problem. So it can be really debilitating. And it can really impact someone's life. Obviously, that's a small number of people, but it's a big problem in our community.
Peter, I reckon, as we started speaking, thousands of people in their car, and also Em and I, we all sat up straight. as soon as we started talking, we're adjusting our chairs and everything. We're talking about, back pain, but when does back pain become, persistent, and how common is that, and what's the main cause for it to hang around?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So we've done lots of studies looking at tracking back pain across life, and we know that back pain is really unusual below the age of 10, but during adolescence it becomes way more common, and about 20% of 17-year-olds report ongoing back pain that limits their ability to play sport, do normal things in daily living. They're seeking care, taking medication. That's one in five, and that goes up to about 30% in early adulthood, and it pretty much tracks that way through life. So it's a really common problem. And there are so many beliefs that, like you said, this whole idea of if you've got a back problem, sit up straight, it's ingrained in us in society.
Yes.
So common. So go.
Is there actually a correlation that is, it really just gets drummed into you from a young age, like at school, at home, at the dinner table, you've got to sit up straight. Does our posture actually have a correlation to back pain?
Not well. No, we've looked at this. So we've done studies looking at young populations and adult populations. We've done studies looking at large groups of people and gone, if you look at all the slouches, the people with the worst slumped posture, are they more likely to have back pain and are they more likely to develop back pain down the track? And we haven't found that at all.
Wow.
We know that back pain can be sitting up straight or sitting slouched or, somewhere in between. And we know that if you look at people, populations of people with and without back pain, and you put them all together, their postures aren't the thing that predicts their pain, and it's not a good measure of someone's pain, but it's a really common belief in our community.
Peter, what is good posture? Is it just sitting up straight?
That's a great question.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, so look, posture is probably a bit of a societal thing around what we think is like pleasing to look at. And so if you look at historically where it's come from, we've got posture views and dance and the army, historical views that are really linked to culture and probably culture, which we've encultured our population to think that there's this ideal body posture where you've got to sit up straight with your shoulders back and your chin tucked in and your belly sucked in. And actually, if you hold that for very long, it's pretty tiring and not very comfortable. So in actual fact, everyone's spine, it comes in different shapes and sizes. And so what's good for you is probably not very nice for someone else. And this idea that we have a posture that we all have to attain might be okay for one person. It's going to be really uncomfortable for someone else. And so we tend to look at posture as something, that is adaptable, that changeable, break the rules around it. Because what we know is that once people get pain or even talk about it, they start holding what they think are societal norms. And often that can leave people trapped in this cycle of going, oh my God, I better protect my back. I've got to hold it tense and I better, not relax and slouch. And that's probably really unhealthy for the back because we know that spine's health is really linked to movement and activity and a variety of postures, not one specific posture.
It's interesting. As you're talking, Peter, I'm thinking, I've hurt my back in the past doing deadlifts. in the gym.
Yeah.
And I've noticed, I've looked at myself side on in the mirror afterwards, and my posture is terrible. And I thought, wow, I tried to straighten myself up and it was the most painful thing. And here I am thinking that it's important that I get myself straightened up rather than leaning forward, but I'm doing the wrong thing.
Spot on. So we've done some, well, one of my our PhD students, Nick Saraceni, he just finished, did a series of studies looking at lifting and related to back pain. And basically, there's this common view, which everyone's told in manual handling, to squat and keep a straight back. So if you're in a gym, people go, don't bend your back, don't round your back, you know, it's dangerous for your back. But in actual fact, we've done studies showing that if you lift with a round back, it's more efficient than lifting with a straight back. So it's more efficient for your muscles. You can generate more power. And if you look at working populations, the studies have shown that actually the majority of people with back pain tend to adhere to those same rules. So it's a bit like you saying, we talk about back pain, you sit up straight. People get back pain, they think, oh shit, I better lift with a straight back and, you know, squat lift. In actual fact, that's what people with pain do. We've looked at people who've survived in an occupational setting for like 5 years with never having back pain. They just tend to bend over and lift with a straight back.
They just do what their body is.
People aren't adhering to those guidelines at all.
Wild. We're chatting with Peter O'Sullivan, Professor of Musculoskeletal Physiotherapy at Curtin University, about what role posture plays in causing and preventing back pain. Peter, it actually feels like we're on an episode of Mythbusters, because what we've essentially done is just myth-busted all of the things about back. You know, we don't actually need to adjust our posture. That could maybe hinder us. And same with lifting things. We've all seen the signs.
Yeah. And I think the thing here is, like, what's good, you know, look for the postures that are most efficient and comfortable for you rather than adhering to a societal norm. Because we have these rules that are really crazy that tell you, you know, this is no good for you and you should be like this. And like, we see a lot of people presenting who are frustrated and really sore and tense, trying to hold these positions, which are really not normal and are really uncomfortable for them. And if you happen to have a spine that's more curved than someone else, you're sort of damned, because that's how you're made. So it kind of consigns a group of people who just naturally aren't made that way to feeling like there's something always wrong with their posture.
But having said that, Peter, it's still okay. Like, if you want to get good glutes or good buns, it's still okay to lift with your legs, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, of course. And at the end of the day, you know, we would say, the evidence around something like lifting is making sure you're fit and strong for the task, that you do it in an efficient way, and that you care for your general health. So we know that someone's more susceptible to hurting their back, for example, if they do something they're not accustomed to, and if they're tired and they're run down and they're more stressed and they're not sleeping well, they're way more susceptible. So what we know about back pain, it's way more than just about posture and movement. It's linked to our whole health. And so making sure we care for our whole health is really important. So, you know, if you're sitting if you've got a stressful job, you're sitting all day, you're not moving much, you're not sleeping well, you're going to be way more susceptible to hurting your back just doing something simple like bending over and picking something up off the ground than someone who's, you know, healthy and active, sleeping well, and, you know, varies their body position a lot.
So essentially, we want to listen to our bodies and we want to make sure that our overall health is well. If that's the case, then our back pain should be
spot on
alleviated to some degree.
Absolutely. And yeah, totally. Yeah, that's protective of us. And what we know about people who hurt their back, who then go on to develop ongoing pain, is that if you start thinking, oh my God, I better protect this back, and you start guarding it and, you know, limiting movement and avoiding stuff, you're way more susceptible for that pain to continue.
Peter.
So actually, overprotecting the back's not good for you.
Yeah, wow.
Fascinating.
Peter, thank you so much for joining us on our episode of Mythbusters.
Pleasure. Anytime.
Thanks for joining us on Joy Drive. That's Peter O'Sullivan, Professor of Musculoskeletal Physiotherapy at Curtin University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.